There is not such a thing as getting it all done, even if it may look like that on outside. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. Let's be honest. If you're looking at other people, especially on social media, we are bombarded with this image of seemingly superhuman entrepreneurs and influencers or moms who manage to run their businesses, have a beautiful Instagram, Pinterest perfect homes, have time for the coolest family activities, weekly brunch with friends, and are on top of their self-care routine. They put up their Christmas decor on November 1st and put it all away December 27th. Well, you are just doing your best trying to launch your next offer, working overtime, pouring yourself another cup of coffee, wondering how do they do it all? As a someone who's been there and tried to keep up with the social media Joneses, I'm here to share a realistic take on. This is a part two of the episode that was requested by one of our podcast listeners, asking about how do I get it all done. Now that episode, which was episode number 40, and I will link it in the show notes for you, but in that episode, we talked more about the systems, the organization, and discipline behind getting it all done in your business and life. But I realized just after that episode came out that I forgot to talk about one very important thing, and that is that there is not such a thing as getting it all done, even if it may look like that on outside. I want to bring up this perspective because for a very long time, I thought I sucked. When I started my business, I have definitely fallen into this trap thinking that these entrepreneurs really do it all. And so I tried, and I tried hard. But the truth is, the more I tried to do everything, the more stuck I was. I felt like I was trying every productivity hack to keep up with the race that I could never win. Eventually, I hit a point where I just couldn't keep going like that. And I realized that the key to managing it all wasn't actually trying to do it all. It was about picking what was the most important and letting go of the rest. The only way how I can run my online business full-time and have time for life is thanks to saying no to thousands of little things or big things regularly. And it took me a hot minute to understand that I don't have to do it all. There is no one going to come and give me some special reward because I managed to do it all and I didn't die from it. When I put aside my pride and allowed myself to let the less important things slide in my personal life and my business, the massive pressure was lifted off my shoulders and I was able to accomplish things faster because I was no longer spread too thin. So really, my real secret to doing it all is not trying to do it all and instead focus on making time and space for what matters the most and have the courage to say no and say it often. So let me give you some examples of how I say no to certain things in my business and logic behind it. And then I will tell you some actionable things that you can do to find out what should you prioritize and what should you let go of in your business so you can create more space to achieve your big goals or to create more space for living. Okay. So, for example, one of the big lessons I learned was with letting go of the product and offerings, even if they are profitable, if they are no longer aligned. Let me explain. In the past, I would try to keep all of the products or offers I've created in my business, whether they were digital downloads, online courses, or physical products, or print-on-demand products. I would convince myself that as long as they were generating income, it would be a waste to let them go. I mean, of course, I poured hours, if not months, of hard work and creativity into each of my products I have ever launched. So to stop selling it felt stupid. However, what I didn't realize at the time was that holding on to every product and every business venture I had was actually holding me back. The truth is that the more products, the more offers you have, the more platforms you are on, all of them require some sort of management and time. I mean, you need to continuously market it, update it, and it stays in the back of your mind, which means it takes away your most precious resources, your time, your focus, your energy. For me, it was definitely diluting my focus and it was making me feel overwhelmed big times because it felt like I had 1,000 things I needed to manage. And because of that, those old products were limiting my potential for bigger success. It was preventing me from moving forward and evolving as a business owner, reaching to my more bigger and recent goals. And I was stuck in a cycle of like clinging onto the past. And because of that, I was unable to make room for new, bigger, and better opportunities. And once I realized that perspective, I stopped trying to carry that pressure with me that I should be able to manage it all. I learned that lesson when I closed my six-figure wedding gift business. It was a perfectly functional business and everybody was telling me, "Are you crazy? Why are you closing it?" But I knew that I wanted something more and I could not do it if I would not free up that space in my life and my business and my mind. If I would not do it, I would not be able to grow my education business to six figures. I would be giving it my complete exhausted energy instead of pouring my best energy into it as it deserved. Even recently, I have made a decision to close my best-selling Etsy Success Academy program because I have a different goals and vision for the future now, and it's simply no longer aligned with it. And I want to share this openly with you because I wish somebody did share this with me when I was feeling so exhausting, facing difficult decisions, thinking about letting it go, but feeling like I wasn't sure and I didn't know what to do because I didn't hear anybody talking about it to give me this perspective that it's okay to let go of a profitable product. If your vision for your business changed, you are ready for more and it's holding you back. And when it comes to letting go or saying no to certain things, there's so many things that I say no to regularly or simply put onto the back seat so I can create more space and time in my business and life for things that I really want to do that most people don't because they stay in this busy cycle of trying to do it all. For example, I said no to offer 7 days a week customer service. So when I started my business, I wanted to make sure that every inquiry is going to be solved within a minute. And that caused so much interruptions and inefficiencies through my days, and I wasn't even aware of it. So I stopped replying to emails several times a day and started to reply every 48 hours, just every other day during the weekday. And instead of I created automated reply with all important information someone would want from me so that they can get it like instantly. And then I just get to them personally within 48 hours. And literally nothing happens besides that all of a sudden I had so much more time for deep work blocks without distractions of emails and getting lost in my mailbox. I also say no to new exciting product ideas, collaborations, speaking events, or other opportunities when I know that it would take me away from my most important business or personal priority at that given season. I let slide minor graphic mistakes on my website that need to be updated all the time. And sure, it would be nice to get it done and I'd love to have a perfect website with no mistake, but it's just not a priority. It's functional. You can get where you need to go. And eventually I will delegate it to my assistant, but it's just not a priority. But in the past, if I would notice that, oh my gosh, there is something that isn't aligned on my website, I would instantly drop everything and went working on it and just spent hours fixing something that, again, isn't a priority. And I also let slide tons of things in my personal life as well, such as house cleaning. Some weeks I do better, some weeks not. Some weeks I simply skip. And some weeks I have piles of laundry, and that's okay. I have a Christmas tree up till mid-January, and I'm totally fine with it. I say no to so many trips or events or dinners or brunches to prioritize more important trips or events in my life, making sure that I do have a balance in between my business and personal life. But it's not a perfect balance every single day. So learning how to say no has helped me to create more space, opportunities, and joy in my life and grow my business. I do not do it all. I do live a fairly balanced life now after I've made many, many changes in my business. But like I said, it's not a perfectly balanced every single day. Are you still trying to organize your business in a notepad, ending every week with a whole bunch of sticky notes, not being sure where to save it so you don't forget? Do you ever find yourself looking at your computer screen with 15 tabs open and trying to remember everything about your business in your head? Isn't that making you feel a little bit overwhelmed? If that is you, you need to try Notion. Notion replaced the chaos with calm in my business and life. With Notion, you can organize your business tasks, projects, and ideas with ease. Create custom databases, to-do lists, and calendars to keep everything in one place. I use it to schedule my days, organize my entire business, plan content for social media and a podcast, create project plans, as well as streamline my meal planning, studying, travel plans. You name it, Notion is my second brain. It boosted my productivity by more than 50%. I can't believe how much time I wasted just because I didn't have a system to keep my business organized. If you are ready to say goodbye to mental clutter and sticky notes for good, try Notion for free today via the link in the show notes of this episode. And if you'd like my exact templates for organizing my life and business, send me DM on Instagram with the word plan and I will send you a link where to find them. So now when you're listening to this, you may wonder, How do you know what to say no to and what to prioritize? Because sometimes it can just seem like everything is equally important, and I totally get it. So the number one thing that helps me to prioritize, and hopefully can help you too, is look at all of your offers or products you currently have and manage in your business, and all of the activities that you regularly do in your business, and ask yourself, is all of these offers and activities align with your long-term goal? So if you think about what are you ultimately trying to achieve with your business in the long term? Are there any offers or activities that you are still doing in your business that are holding you back from achieving it? For example, if I knew that my long-term goal is to be able to run my business from anywhere in the world, I knew I had to get rid of physical product part of my business because that wasn't aligning with that long-term goal anymore. If you're clear on your long-term goal, it can lead you as a shining star making decisions on day-to-day basis and saying no to opportunities that are not aligned. For example, again, if I knew that my goal is to monetize time I spend creating content, then accepting collaborations that only give me free product but wouldn't pay me for the content were not aligned. When I started my business, I thought, oh, it's so cool. They sent me all these products that now I have at home. Of course, I can post about it. But eventually, I realized that what's good for me to have all of these products? Like, I spent time making content about it that I could probably invest into something else. It's not helping me to achieve my big goal. So I made a decision to stop taking these kind of collaborations and only accept paid collaborations if they are aligned, of course, with what I do and what I believe in. So if you have several business ventures or you feel like you have too many products or offerings or platforms, selling platforms or social media platforms to manage, and you find yourself tight on time or getting overwhelmed and not being sure what to focus on and struggle to make big progress towards that big goal you have, look at your business offerings and activities and assess, is there something you should let go of at this season so you can create more space for that thing that is your current priority? Now, one thing that really helps me with this is my Notion goal planning system, where I plan all of my goals from life goals to yearly goals in a personal life and business, and break them down into smaller actionable projects that I then prioritize in order, like in a sequence, on what am I going to do first and second and third, and then assign each project to each quarter and month. So then every month, every week, and every day, I know what I really need to be doing to move the needle towards my most important goals and don't get distracted just with time-consuming tasks that show up every single day. It's been such a game changer to have it all in one place. Now, if you're curious about what I'm talking about, I will make sure to leave a link for my goal planning Notion system in the show notes for you. Okay, moving on. Another thing you can do to decide what is worth to saying yes or no to is to assess your return on investment in terms of profitability and time commitments. For example, when I had my product business, I quickly realized that some products required significantly more time and effort to produce and fulfill orders than others. And by paying close attention to how much time I spend on each type of product and a customer, I understood where my time was being invested and whether it was worth it financially. And this awareness alone allowed me to make informed decisions about which products were worth my time and resources and which weren't. If some products were taking too much time or my energy or I just didn't like doing it because I just didn't like it. I either discontinued them or found a different, easier way to make it or outsourced it or got help for it or raised price for it. Another thing you can do to consider what to prioritize and what to say no to in your business is to assess scalability of your offers. So scalability means essentially your ability, or better said, ability of your business to easily serve a larger number of customers or clients than you have now without running into major problems. So meaning if today 1,000 customers would come to buy your main product or offer or any of your products or offers, would you be able to serve them? And if not, which ones of your products or services are the most demanding? Which one would cause the most trouble? Being aware of this can help you understand what type of products or offers are worth pursuing or adding on into the future, and limit the ones that are holding you back or just doesn't make sense from the scalability perspective. For example, when I was growing education business, I made strategic decision to not offer one-on-one services, for example, such as one-on-one Instagram account reviews, because at that time, it would be limiting to achieving my goals. My priority at the time was to create a resource that is unlimited. So if my goal was to launch online program, that was Instagram for Small Business Academy, if I would tie myself to offer one-on-one service in the same time, that would take my time away from working on my most important goal to launch that unlimited offer that is repeatable with no limits. Does it make sense? Okay, moving on to tip number 4. Last but not least, another thing that you can do to assess what to prioritize and what to say no to is to consider your expertise and passion and trust your intuition. If there is something inside of you telling you that you are no longer enjoying what you're doing or specific service or offer that you are creating, maybe you are past that stage you were in and are ready to grow forward. If you continuously find yourself drained or uninspired by a specific offering, product, or service, it may be a sign that it's time to let it go. It's one of the most freeing things I have ever done in my business that has allowed new opportunities to bloom because I have made space for it. So, my dear friend, if you find yourself juggling everything in your business, feeling like maybe you are just carrying too much on your shoulders and wish you had more time for that thing that you really want to do, maybe it's a time for some genuine offer cleanup so you can reprioritize your schedule, your time, and create more space for new blooms to come. And that brings us to our episode summary, as we always do in the end. Number 1, prioritize what matters the most and free yourself from that pressure that you should be able to do it all. Instead of trying to keep up with an impossible standard, get clear on what goals and projects matter the most for your business and life, and identify what you are okay to let go in this season so you can make more space for what matters the most. Number 2, learn to say no and say it often. Saying no is not a sign of weakness, but a strategic decision to protect your time, energy, and resources. If you have the courage to decline opportunities that don't align with your priorities or goals, you will achieve progress faster on the goals that matter to you the most. Number 3, trust your intuition and don't be afraid to let go of parts of your business that are no longer aligned with your long-term vision. Pay attention to your gut, literally. If product, offer, or service in your business continuously drains you, or you simply don't see yourself doing it for the long term, it may be time to move on and make more space. Remember that letting go of certain commitments or offerings will just create room for better opportunities. My hope with this episode is to bring you relief that you truly don't have to get it all done to be successful and happy. There is a peace that comes with letting go. You create space for new opportunities. You create room for joy and happiness in your life. If you're not constantly stressed out juggling in between all the things you once committed to, take a stock of your commitments and think of them as the strings attached. Take imaginary scissors and cut off what's holding you back from pursuing your biggest goals in this season. And if you know someone who've been stalling and pursuing something she or he really wants because they're clinging onto the security blanket of the past offers or business endeavors, please, please send them this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.